Patterns of Presence, Day 22, Mark 6, verses 48 to 50. Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Shortly before dawn, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus mounted the waves and walked across the waters to the disciples because he didn't want them to be stuck in their hiatus and he wanted to deliver them from the effects of the storm. And the way that he did it is just amazing. He walked across the water and spoke these simple words, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." These are simple yet powerful words, and ones that I find myself circling back to many times, in many seasons, and many experiences. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Deliverance is found for the disciples in what Jesus communicates here. And what ministered to them and brought their deliverance can do so for us when we understand what Jesus is doing. He says, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." He tells them that there's something he wants them to receive, something he wants them to understand, and something he wants them to release. Three powerful statements and movements of ministry. Jesus says to them, "Take courage." Before he does anything about the storm, before he brings the calm and silences the winds and the waves, he wants them to receive something from him in the midst of the storm. There's something he wants them to take. Courage. The disciples are up against it here. The wind is still against them. The waves are still overwhelming them. The storm still exists. And Jesus turns up in the middle of it and says to them, while it's still raging and even while they're still struggling, he tells them, "Take something. Receive from me." We often want Jesus to turn up and make it all go away, when reality is that sometimes the greatest ministry and revelation of God is found when we connect with his presence, connect with his voice, and connect with his word in the midst of it. Like the psalmist says, "He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." In the midst of it all, he sets up a place and space for us and says, "Come and receive. Come and be with me. Come and meet me in the middle of it all." Jesus turns up to the disciples in the middle of the lake, in the middle of their storm, and he is going to deal with what's going on around them, and he is going to handle what they're struggling with. And while he does, he wants them to exist as he does in that situation. He wants them to receive from him. So he comes walking towards them and says, "Take, receive, take courage." And then he says, "It is I." As Jesus turns up in their situation, he wants them to know it's him. He says, "I'm here. It's me." And not only does Jesus want them to take something from him in the midst of the storm, but he also wants them to understand something about him. He wants them to understand who he is. And who he is the God who walks into their situation, who turns up when they need him, the God who sees and knows and cares. And he's the God who comes walking on water. He comes walking to them on the water. His stance and posture, his movement and ability show that Jesus is not impacted by the wind and the waves like they are. The situation that the disciples are struggling with is not one that he struggles with. In fact, he is completely unaffected by it. They are straining at the oars. They are struggling for momentum. They are stuck, unable to make any progress. But Jesus just walks into this situation effortlessly. He walks through this situation easily. The wind and waves don't stop him. the storm doesn't hinder him. He isn't impacted by this situation, but rather he presences himself within it to impact it. Jesus is greater and stronger than anything that we can face. Oftentimes, he turns up in the midst of it all and reveals his presence while the storm is still raging and while the trials are still unfolding. He comes walking into the midst of all to bring understanding of who he is and what he does. He manifests his presence as the peace in the eye of the storm and the place of control in the unfolding chaos. Often, the greatest revelations of his character and nature are found in the moments when he turns up whilst it's all still kicking off, and he brings to us a deeper understanding of who he is, and he teaches us about the very depths of his heart. Our greatest areas of growth are often found in the valleys, not in the mountaintops. They are found when we find him in the midst of the hard times and seek there to understand who he is and what he's doing. So Jesus says to them, "Take courage, it's I. Don't be afraid." He says, "There's something I want you to take, something I want you to understand, and something I want you to release." He says to them, "You picked something up on this journey that I don't want you to carry beyond this point. There's some stuff that you need to let go of in order to journey from this point forward. You need to release fear." You could imagine for these disciples that as their journey in the storm progressed, their fear heightened also. Fear does that. The longer we journey with it, the bigger it grows. You could imagine the disciples beginning with slight concern when they began to see and feel the wind picking up and the waves increasing. You could picture that concern beginning to turn towards anxiety when darkness hits and they can't really see what's ahead of them. You could imagine that anxiety beginning to turn into fear when they feel the power of the waves on the boat and they can hear the sound of the wind around them, when the oars become heavy and the rowing becomes painful, when they feel that they're just mounting the same wave but never really feeling like they're seeing the other side of it. Alarm must have risen within them as thoughts of making it out alive began to be met with real doubt, and then when a strange ghost-like figure appears, their concern turned anxiety, turned fear, turned alarm, escalates into all-out terror. See, fear grows the longer you journey with it. And Jesus turns up and says, "You pick something up on this journey that you need to release. You're carrying something that you need to let go of before it shapes you more permanently." Sometimes in the midst of it all, there is some deep ministry that takes place. As his word reaches our heart and his presence becomes known, Jesus often does a work in us before he deals with what's going on around us. And part of that work is about releasing the things that we've picked up on the way. Pain, worry, anxiety, fear, control, bitterness, anger, grief, mistrust, pride, arrogance. There are so many things that all too often we can pick up on the journey through life, both those that are negative and those that would seem positive, but yet neither of which resides within the shape that God has for us. So he comes close, releases his voice, reveals his presence, and says it's time to let that go and lay that down. When we build into our lives patterns that prioritise his presence, we tend to find that Jesus begins a deep work in deep places. His presence doesn't always magic away the hard and the difficult, but it does bring safety and purpose within it. Today, pause. Turn your eyes to him. Find him. Open your heart to his presence. As he comes near to you, he seeks to begin a deep work in a deep place. Perhaps he seeks to bring something and do something in you before he begins to deal with circumstances around you. And as you connect with his heart, hear his voice. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Maybe in his presence today you need to receive from him, to receive what you need to exist as he does in your circumstances. Maybe today what you really need is to know his heart, know his presence, know his will. Maybe what he seeks to bring to you is a deeper revelation of himself within your today. Or maybe today you need to lay some stuff down. Let go of some things that you've picked up along the way. Release that which is shaping you and your journey. Whatever it is, hear his voice to you. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Receive, understand, release. So as you prioritize his presence and wait on him today, know that he is in the waiting with you. The storm might not instantly disappear just yet, but as you ride it out, he is there with you, doing something deep within you. He is in the waiting. So hold on, take courage, and stay steadfast.
He's in the way.